AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's preview of Sunday's racing. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by champion jockey AP McCoy to take a look at the excellent card from Navan that we have for us on this Sunday. How are you this morning, AP?
Good, thanks, Sam. Good card today at Navan, that's for sure. Would like to be kicking proud, but hopefully this time next week I will be, so I will hopefully try and tip a few winners.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, good to have you back in the saddle. Hopefully, sometime next week. But at least you can enjoy a really, really good day of action over in Ireland. Cracking card that we've got for us at Navan.
It is competitive. Good race. Good day.
Yeah, absolutely. The first race that we're going to look at then on our preview comes up at 12:55. This one is a Grade 2 novice hurdle and a couple of really good looking types in here. The unbeaten Free Expression is the 5-4 favourite. Martello Tower is 5-2. That's on a hat-trick chasing a four-time. A Quarto Grand Mogul is 4-1. It's 6-1 for Rock the World at 14s bar those. Who do you like the look of in the first?
Yeah, Free Expression looks a proper horse. He won well the last time in his first start over Herders when he won at Nice. Before that, he won a good bumper at Ferry House. Looks a smart horse for the boss, for JP and for Gordon Elliott. I think he deserves to be favoured. I mean, the obvious dangers are going to be the likes of Martello Tower of Max Mullins, who won a Grade 3 novice hurdle last time at Cork, beat Asfic, kept on well. I think that might have been over 3 miles. So he's coming back in trip, but obviously it'll be a good test today in Navan, and they'll have to stay. And of the others, I suppose, Quarto Grand Mogul is probably the other one that's got a good chance. He won at Limerick last time, but has probably got the step up. I think Free Expression looks the one to beat, with the main danger being Martello Tower.
Okay, Free Expression in that one. Frey, who's of course unbeaten on 3 starts. And the next race that we'll come to then is the 1:55.
Good, very good beginner's chase. Obviously, Vatour, a good winner of the Supreme Novices Hurdle. Then went on to win at Punchestown over 2.5 miles. The William Mullins horses are obviously flying. Did a lot of winners yesterday, and obviously Faheen was a good winner in Ascot, but Vatour is the one they've chosen to go chasing, really. Navan's a good starting point for him. If he jumps well, he's going to be very hard to beat. He's got, you know, pretty much the best hurdle form on offer. Clara Camp of Gordon Elliott's obviously was a good 4-year-old. He's got some good form. He won in his first start at Limerick this season. He beat Plinth, who's been running pretty solidly. He's won a couple of races since then. You're looking at Vatour. Whether Vatour gets round and jumps well, if he does that, he's going to be very hard to beat. Of the others, the likes of Manila for you and Western Boy are decent enough horses, but it's all about Vatour, really. And not very original, but it's all about Vatour. And if he jumps well, he'll win, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Vatour then looks a very promising sort, available at 1-5, the market leader. 5, it's Western Boy 6-1, Clark Ham 6-1, 7-1 for Vincente de Noia, and 8 bar those. Next race then on the card is the very impressive looking 225. Of course, it is the Troy Town Handicap Chase, good for €60,000 this one. It's a 10-1 for Rogue Angel. Awega Star is 12-1. Living Next Door is 12-1. 12-1 as well about Grudy Hill. Balbriggan is 12s, and it's 14s bar those. Looks fairly open, this one, AP.
Yeah, it's the best handicap chase in Navan, that's for sure. Culbert Station, I rode in it last year. He was third. Lost his way a little bit after that. He unseated me actually at Leopardstown. And yeah, he's lost his way a little bit. But he's a horse that runs well fresh at a big price, even top weight. He's not without a chance. He's obviously one of the JP McManus runners of the others. Grudy Hill is a horse that won this race a couple of years ago and had a bit of trouble, but won well last time over hurdles. And you know, this is definitely a race that he's got a good chance in. Nearly Nomad of JP's as well. It's now under the name of Sandy Hughes. You know, he's got a chance too. Beauregard of Noel Mead, got a squeak too, solid enough for him. But this is a real tough race. Obviously, you can't go without mentioning the Ruby Walsh, William Mullins horse, Dogra, is it? Is how we pronounce it. He's probably got a chance too. A very difficult race to try and pick the winner. Rogue Angel is another one I would throw into the mix. But a very, very tough race to try and pick the winner of. If I'm going for one, I'd probably give Rogue Angel the shout, of Mouse Morris and Gigginstones. I think he's probably the one that's going to take all the beating.
Okay, fair enough. Rogue Angel in the very competitive Troy Town at Navan. The final race that we'll come to then on our preview comes up at 2:55. This one is a Grade C handicap hurdle, and the market leader is Gallant Oscar at 2-1. It's 11-2 about Real Moore. Foxrock is 7-1. It's 7s as well about Give Me a Break, and 9-1 bar those. Gallant Oscar up £11 here in the weights. Justifiable favourite for you?
Yeah, he won quite well at Navan the last day. He didn't win that far, but I think he's a horse that can carry on improving. He came from a long way back and managed to win. So, yeah, I think he's a justifiable favourite. Obviously, got Ruby Walsh on board for Tony Martin. And when he starts to get one to improve, they can, you know, they can go all the right way to the top. And Oscar deserves to be favourite. Of the other ones, Give Me a Break has been a pretty consistent horse. Has won his last two. Michael Horrigan and for JP, he's only a 5-year-old, so he's capable of improving. He won okay last time at Nace, that's for sure. But one I like actually is Foxrock of Ted Walsh. He hasn't ran since I think he ran in the National Hunt Chase, possibly at Cheltenham. So back over hurdles, I think is you know, could be a plus for him. I don't think he's particularly badly handicapped, so. I think Gallant Oscar is going to be the one that's going to take all the beating, but I'm going to give a strong mention to Foxrock. So Foxrock and Gallant Oscar are the two, but maybe just a bit more value for Foxrock.
Okay, then, there we are. Thoughts of AP McCoy on the 2:55 at Navan. Thank you very much for joining me on the preview today, previewing a very good-looking card over at Navan. I hope you enjoy the racing today, and thanks ever so much for providing your selections.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.